entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Looking for a little taste of Mexico? Well, you'll find it at Taquería Viva Mexico, located at 1740 Drew Street in Clearwater, at the corner of Drew Street and Saturn Avenue. Give them a call at 727-286-6209. They deliver with Grubhub and Uber Eats. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's authentic Mexican food at Taquería Viva Mexico. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. Since 1969, Royalty Fine Jewelers has been buying gold and diamonds, performing repairs, custom designs, appraisal services, and changing watch bands and batteries. Up to 30 to 70% off in-stock jewelry. Financing and layaway available. Visit them at 33871 US 19 in Palm Harbor in the Sable Ridge Shopping Center. Call them at 727-585-9399. That's 727-585-9399. And visit their website, RoyaltyFineJewelers.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Well, we got another one in the house, another one in the books, right?
Yeah, any one of those sayings works, yes.
Yes. So I think this is going on my 28th year of being on the radio.
Well, happy 28th year. Wow. Being on the radio.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yes, and I used to do an hour and a half show. And it's a long time. Things have changed, right? I never used to mention cell phones, you know.
Never had one go off in the studio either.
No, but you know, really? That's kind of, yeah, it's right here.
But that didn't start happening until like the last 5 years when they just always went off.
Yeah, we used to, do you remember beepers? Are you old enough?
I'm not old enough.
Do you remember beepers?
Love beepers.
Yep. Yes.
It was so exciting when you actually got a beeper. You're like, "Woo! I made it to the big time."
Yeah, because it used to be just doctors had beepers. Remember?
Correct.
In the movies?
Yeah, that's why it was so exciting.
Yeah. So anyhow, if you don't mind, my friend Grant here. Can you interview him? and ask him questions and see. We'll rate you 1 to 10. All right, Bobby? You going to rate her?
10.
She hasn't even started yet.
He can see the future.
I'll do my best.
He can see the future.
Yes.
I have past shows to go off of.
Yeah, and then you interview her.
Okay.
And then I'm going to rate you, and whoever wins gets a check mailed to them for $50.
Okay.
All right, so you ready for the contest? You got to pick one. One's got to be the winner. All right, Bobby, you can't say they both won.
I'll be eating or something then when you pick. Yeah.
We're going to do
it. Bobby's going to be missing for a little bit.
No. Okay, ready? Who's going to go first for this big grand prize of $50?
I can start.
Yeah?
Show them the $50 first.
Yeah.
Did you notice I said check in the mail?
Check in the mail. It'll get lost.
See how that goes.
Okay, ready? Hey, wait. You know what? What are those guys' names out there?
Oh.
You guys can vote, too. Okay, so it's either Grant or Heather. Listen to the interview. You can't say it's a tie. You got to pick one for the winner. It's three of you, so it could be two out of three. All right, here it is. Here's your big chance to make $50. Go, Grant.
Check. Heather, what's the name of your business?
Fit to a T.
Fit to a T.
Yep.
When we're located at...
1059 Broadway, Dunedin, Florida, 34698. It's right on the corner of Broadway and Skinner. Okay. Right next to Back and Balance Chiropractic.
Nice. And how long have we been there?
I took over the studio and bought it in 2019. Nice. June of 2019, right before COVID.
Everything, the whole world went upside down for
yes,
a little
exactly.
bit.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I know. But I kept working through all of that because I'm under CDC guidelines in a office park, even though I have a pretty good-sized studio with all kinds of commercial-grade equipment.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And then what are the hours? How does it work? I know there's a lot of different gyms out there today. What makes yours stand out? And
I guess certifications. Passion really for me is proper body mechanics so people don't get hurt. Utilization of your core so it saves your back and also gives you balance and stability in daily life activities.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of doctors tell patients that they had injuries or things that happened and they can't run. They can't squat. They can't lunge. And when I teach them proper body mechanics, a lot of them are able to do those and rehabbing things, shoulders, knees, all kinds of things that people stop doing the things they love,
yep.
and they're able to do those, even when they're in their 70s or 60s.
That's awesome. And it's incredible how much like the core really does just contribute to the entire body. And when you strengthen one little muscle, it kind of fixes a bunch of different other things in the body.
Correct.
And that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. So I'm also come from kind of a holistic, kind of like you, when we're talking about you, background with nutritional health coaching and how your gut runs everything. So I also give nutritional advice,
yep.
and it's all about a healthier lifestyle changes that aren't,
proactive and whatnot.
Yeah, they're realistic and they don't have to suck. They don't have to be like, you don't deprive yourself. Like I'm having a talk through the Dunedin Chamber of Commerce next Tuesday, a lunch and learn, and then I'm doing an evening free seminar to the public just talking about an anti-diet because we really shouldn't diet. We need to figure out what we need to do
for ourselves. A lifestyle rather than a diet, because in diets typically you regress quite often after getting off of it rather than just changing little things that make...
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's a whole person, and it's based upon what each individual's goals are and what they want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So not everybody wants to compete. Not everyone wants to be Mr. Olympia and all that kind of thing.
Just wanted to walk, like as you said, and just getting back on your feet and whatnot.
God made us to move.
Yep.
Not to not move.
Right. And the same thing with depression. If you move a muscle, you change your thought.
Correct.
With the thing with the machine you have, tell them about that. You have that a machine that can diagnose people's health.
Oh, yeah. I have, no one in the area has it. I have it's based on DEXA technology, which is the most accurate, but it's invasive and expensive when you go to a big facility that has DEXA. But it's safe for people that have pacemakers instead of bioimpedance. They can't have that because it's magnetic. It's not very accurate. But mine is about 99% accurate. It does 4 quadrants of testing. And it'll tell you, it takes all of your measurements. And you are able to see yourself in 3D. So it helps someone as a baseline. As a trainer should do all those tests. But this thing will be 99% accurate versus 50%, 35%. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, and then we can track their goals throughout every month to see, because get off the scale, because we can fluctuate. Even if you work out, do weights, and then you weigh yourself, you're going to be a little heavier.
Yeah. So or water this, weight correct. Changes yeah, drastically that's huge. Throughout a day.
Yeah. So that way you can take those tests and you can overlap them and you can see them in 3D. So it's pretty amazing. So I'm offering too a free demo of that just to see. I know a lot of people are afraid to see that, but it's good because, you know, obesity is not good because the visceral fat surrounds your organs, mm-hmm. and that's what's toxic, and it builds inflammation and then disease.
Yeah, and until you can look at a problem, you can't really solve it.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, a problem shared is half solved, even if you just share your problem.
Correct.
It's half solved. You're only as sick as your secrets.
Right, and it's about accountability. Mm-hmm. Everybody can go online or do this app or do this. You know, I even found an app that I go in and I have to get certified through and show all of my educational backgrounds. But you can go on like Blue Cross Blue Shield and find a trainer, and they're going to give you some money back for that to pay for it.
Wow.
Very so cool. A lot of people don't know that.
And you're already set up on that and everything? Or
I'm working on that right now because I was doing my research.
Yep.
Yep.
Awesome.
So.
Okay. You guys listen. Go in your head 1 to 10. Now it's this young lady's turn, Heather.
So, what is it that you have a passion for and that you do?
So, about a year and a half ago, me and a few buddies, we graduated college. Well, I guess two and a half years ago now. And then during, you know, right before COVID and whatnot, we kind of traded our college degrees and all started doing a handful of different things. I went and did a apprenticeship in barista and coffee, learning how to roast at the same time as putting together a business plan to come over to St. Pete and open up a sandwich shop and start selling smiles in St. Pete. And this was based a lot around during COVID in particular. Society was never closer, yet we never felt farther apart. And mm-hmm. the first place to get to someone's mind and spirit is through their stomach.
Right.
And feeding them and just kind of giving a smile and leaving them on their way, just feeling a little bit better than when they came in.
Right.
And we set up shop 2021, November 8th at St. Petersburg, so downtown St. Pete. Our location is 3112 3rd Ave North. St. Petersburg, 33713. And then things started rolling. Customers loved us. We loved our customers. It was a really cool, just neighborhood vibe. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, things have been going pretty well. And we just opened our second location over in South Pasadena on your way to St. Pete Beach.
Great.
November 8th, 2022. So exactly 1 year on the day, which is really exciting. And we're just, you know, we do coffee, we do sandwiches. It's all cold cut, so everything's sliced in front of you. We do have a toaster. It was just fixed today again. Always things breaking. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we've been just kind of rolling since, and it's been quite the roller coaster and lots of ups and downs and struggles just like everyone else over the past year and specifically. But yeah, so sandwiches.
So you basically made a place for community. Kind of like a coffee shop. Everyone can sit there. They can be on their computers or laptops. They can have conversations. Do you offer, too, like gluten-free options?
So we do lettuce wraps. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do lettuce wraps. We also, you can make any sandwich into a salad. And then we're starting to work into hopefully producing, like, you know, a line of charcuterie boards and different, like, grab-and-goes. Especially the one by the beach, we're working on getting our beer and wine license mm-hmm. so that you can do like a local six pack of beer and charcuterie board and make it a date night and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just a starting point. We're the name of it's Gateway Subs, and we hope it becomes a gateway to a bunch of other stuff.
Like right.
We value our coffee quite a bit. We pay up for our bean because the sandwiches subsidize our coffee. And we're not having to charge, you know, necessarily an arm or leg for some of this stuff, even though we think it's a higher quality.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's important, too. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a misconception that eating healthy has to be so uber expensive. I mean, to an extent, it is a little bit.
Yeah, but however, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
your exactly. motto? Come as a customer, leave as family?
Come as a customer, leave as family. And then we also, another one is we're Epicureans who value good business and treat people like people rather than objects getting in the way of our happiness.
Right.
There you go.
It's so important.
It's kind of like customizing. How you treat people.
Because I'll go out of my way to do business with someone I like versus someone I don't like.
Oh, yeah. You sell yourself.
You sell yourself. And people say, oh, no, it's business is business. It's a little bit, if you care for someone, you're going to go out of your way. And like when you go into your place, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the number one thing I said to myself. These are all the really cool people.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's important too these days because you're probably doing business and dealing with all kinds of different vendors and you've been big companies. The word customer service or customer service in itself is basically gone.
Mm-hmm.
There is no more customer service. The customer is not right.
Yep.
You're going to be condescending.
It's a lost commodity.
Yeah. So you need that. And it's good that you've created that space for people to.
Yeah. And like when you come in, every customer gets a free bag of chits when they first come in. It's like a little give before we ever ask to get. There's always a greeting. You know, it's just.
Right.
We're trying to do a good business.
And what are your hours? Do you do evening too?
Yeah, so we do 8:30 in the morning to 7 o'clock at night, 6 days a week right now. And then actually this Monday, we're opening up for the first time 7 days a week.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then too, are you going to look forward to maybe in the future too, kind of making it a coffee house? Because I'm from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the great thing of like Milwaukee, especially where I'm from, and Chicago.
Yeah,
you can go somewhere later at night and just have a cup of coffee or in the evening.
Yeah, we sell coffee all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like we do close the espresso bar down around 6, but we do cold brew.
Mm-hmm.
We do the hot drip coffee and everything else. And yeah, so it's a good time.
That's
and then
awesome.
With the beer and wine, it will hopefully like start contributing to that later evening crowd as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we've become very close with a lot of the breweries in town.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to do like more local and craft beer and get some stuff on tap that you might not be able to find. Elsewhere. We also do kombucha on tap. We try to like essentially whoever we become friends with in town.
Right.
And if some way if there's a way to incorporate that into the business model, then we'll try to do that.
Yeah, local business helping other local businesses.
Mm-hmm. And we've done like with local gins, we've done like 20% off. There's a gym called Sweat that we've done partnerships with and their members got discounts. And then we did a giveaway gift card and promo and stuff. So every month we're trying to do something that ties in a different business to the community.
Yeah, that's super smart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. So it does set yourself apart.
Oh yeah, we're very like, we pride ourselves on trying to be as local as possible.
So.
Right. That's so important. Like when we did our thing for who you guys participated in it, but we ended up generating like $2,000 and we did all the business with small business for the kids and the feeding the homeless and stuff. Try to do the business with local, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go to Walmart or go to a small business.
Mm-hmm.
So we got all our bicycles from the local bicycle shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this lady that has toys, right? Just Bargains, you know? And she's, whatever, I'm not going to tell you where she's at. But the thing is, she was like shocked, you know? Because we came in there and spent over $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Right? Made her day.
Made her day, yeah.
Yeah.
We basically wiped her out, actually. Mm-hmm. Of the toy section.
That's awesome.
I said, just take everything in the toy section and we'll take everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was kind of, it was a whole aisle. And then she just kept ringing and I saw a big smile on her face and it made me feel good.
Yeah.
How about a small business? Right? And that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, so. And then we got Leo on the line. I just wonder if you guys can, Leo, you there?
Hey, Brian, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Yeah, I think you participated in that too, right, with the toy drive, if I remember correctly?
We did. We did the Burt's Barracuda Toys for Tots run.
That's right.
That was in December, and that was an awesome thing that they do because each rider donates money towards a charity, and then they also bring toys, and then at the same time, we have a fun time going for a motorcycle ride around town.
Yeah, there's nothing like, right. And then you probably had a great time.
Oh, I had a super time. I took Stella with me, and she was having a great time also. She seen the Grinch. She saw Santa Claus, you know.
Yeah, so this, I'm going to tell you got Grant in the house. He has Gateway Subs, and then we have Heather in the house. She does Fit to a T. They're going to interview you. Whoever wins at the end of this thing gets $50.
Hey, Grant. Hey, Heather. How are you?
Good, how
you
doing,
man?
He has Purple Haze. He does with a vape shop. He's the pioneer. you go back 30 years ago, mm-hmm. he had the vape shop. Now everybody's Johnny come lately.
Oh, we've got some good questions. I have questions for you.
Good.
Just for my own knowledge. Oh, well, they, you know, talking about different vapes and, you know, for people not to smoke and or there's different types. Some of the ones that are billowing, you want big billowing smoke versus some people that want to cut their cravings or, you know, with the nicotine and cigarettes, so they'd go to maybe a sulfur-based. Is there a big difference health-wise or what it does with all the different renditions of things that you carry?
Well, I personally don't vape.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cannabis smoker.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the vapes, they've got to the point now that they have manufacturers that are producing zero nicotine,
mm-hmm.
zero milligram nicotine vapes. So you could actually kind of wean yourself off of the nicotine. The nicotine is what's addictive.
Right.
So what has happened is that a lot of people are getting off the cigarettes and they're going into the vapes,
mm-hmm.
not realizing that the vapes actually have more nicotine than the cigarettes do.
Right. Yeah, that's why I asked that question, because a lot of people don't know the differences, or they just think everything's, oh, it's horrible, it's toxic, you can't do it, stop at all.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that once you get hooked, it's kind of hard to get off of it, but sometimes if you kind of wean yourself off the nicotine, then it makes it easier.
Right. And sometimes it's like an oral thing. Mm-hmm. It just, you need to have, like, someone maybe could even hold a cigarette and not even light it. That's a thing, too.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's why they have the 0 milligram nicotine ones that have been very popular for us.
That's super. What other types of things do you carry at your store?
We carry glass. 90% of our glassware, whether it's water pipes, hand pipes, bubblers, bats, those are locally blown.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10% we have is import. We do carry THC products.
Mm-hmm.
We carry good old-fashioned hash, oil. We carry carts, disposables, pre-rolls. And in our stores, you don't need any medical cards to get any of the products that we carry. We have illegal loopholes that we follow.
Mm-hmm.
And we have multiple stores in the Pinellas County area. We have one on 38th and Tyrone right next to Curaleaf.
Okay.
We have a store on Seminole and 110th right next to Charlie and Millie's. And we have a store on Southside, which is on 34th and 15th Avenue South. I also have a new store coming up, which is on 49th Street and 46th Avenue. And that was supposed to be open a year ago, but we're having some issues with the county with it.
Mm-hmm.
What, Leo, I was at your 420 party and whatnot, where you gave away a bunch of the hand rolls and everything, and you had a gentleman blowing glass in the back. What location was that one?
That was our Seminole store.
The Seminole store, that was really cool.
And, that's we basically have, you know, local glass blowers that come in, and they basically show what they could do, their talents. And during our 420 party, which is coming up soon, it's going to be April 20th, we do give a lot of pre-rolls out. In fact, last year we gave over 200 pre-rolls out.
Wow.
That leads to a good time.
So everybody had a great time.
Yeah, and that's great with the glass blowing and locally, because that is the most unique, mm-hmm. coolest thing, I think.
Coolest thing. Yeah. I sat there and talked to that. I can't remember exactly his name, but I think I spent about a good 45 minutes to an hour with them. It was a good time.
Yeah, very interesting.
So what do you guys do?
Oh, I'm a personal fitness trainer, a nutritional health coach, and chiropractic rehab specialist. So I have my own private boutique studio in the heart of downtown Dunedin.
That's good. I have a seriously bad back. And I'm scared to go to the gym, and I'm scared to... I get to the point where sometimes I kind of push it while I'm working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm to the point right now where I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't, you know?
Oh, I know. And that's what a lot of my clients that have been with me for a while, they say, or if they ask me, how's business going, what's going on, and with the snowbirds and things, and they said, you know, Heather, these people have to realize it's, you can't just start by yourself. You need to have someone teach you, mm-hmm. like I do, proper body mechanics, utilization of your core, you know, stability, and all of those things, especially in daily activities, too. So,
do you know how you answer it when someone says, how you doing? Zig Ziglar says, you say, I'm doing better than good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they go, what? And then also we're going to a break. And then also you could just say, Tom Hopkins says, when someone says, how are you doing? You just say, unbelievable. Because even if it's bad, it's still unbelievable, right?
Mm-hmm. It's not lying.
It's not lying.
It's not putting negative energy out there either.
So we're going to go to a traffic report. It's sponsored by Purple Haze. It's sponsored by Gateway Subs. It's sponsored by Fit to a T. And we're going to find out what's going on there in the traffic world at 5:30 when they're all stuck in traffic. Gateway Subs.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay 531 here on the Brian Cash Claw Show. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. Pinellas County, we're looking, got some unusually high slowdowns going, getting off of Clearwater Beach, going into downtown on the Memorial Causeway. Priest basically stops, so if you can use the Bel Air, then do that. I'm going down over to Feather Sound area, State Road, Ulmerton Road and Roosevelt Boulevard. Both of those junctions are looking pretty tough right now. Got a disabled vehicle on the, a couple of them on the Veterans Expressway, northbound, just beyond mile marker 15 with the right shoulder blocked. Going on up towards 54 on the Suncoast Parkway, northbound, we have an incident on the ramp. I believe that's another disabled vehicle. And one more on the southbound Suncoast Parkway, just beyond mile marker 22. That's coming just south of Ridge Road. Actually, they keep right on going. Just north of Ridge Road, another one southbound, and one more going up to 52 southbound. That's just beyond exit 27. So that took care of Pasco, Hillsboro, and Pinellas. Going on to your weather tonight, 90% chance of rain. That will be overnight and the overnight hours. Tomorrow, another 60% chance of rain. High of 63 and bringing in some cooler temperatures for your weekend. Current temperatures, 73 of fair skies here in Zephyr Hills and in downtown Clearwater, 69 with fair skies. More BCC coupon book. Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor. Going Postal is your friendly neighborhood shipping center. They're known for post office service with shorter lines. Services include copy, fax, notary, mailbox rentals, packing supply, boxes, greeting cards, typesetting, document shredding, and even vinyl banners. They can even ship most large boxes cheaper than the post office can. Providing stamps, certified mail, return receipt, insurance, delivery confirmation, first class priority express, and media mail, Going Postal's got you covered. With two locations in Palm Harbor and one in St. Pete, call their Palm Harbor location at 727-437-0242. That's Going Postal, delivering the best of America. Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessories is your one-stop shop for Delta 8 THC products. With THC pre-rolls, THC gummies, moon rocks, disposables, cartridges, and much more, you'll find everything you're looking for. Contact Leo at 727-580-5858, 727-580-5880, and see their ad in the BCC coupon book.
Chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering. Always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati Chili Company.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Whoever wants to host it. We're back.
Yay, we're back.
Yay, hey, we're back here. We're talking about everything that we talk about. What do we talk about? Let's see.
Well, I think it's called the BCC Coupon Book Show, so
yeah, we were talking to...
And, yep, Leo should be on the line here.
Leo on
Purple Haze.
Yeah, still here.
Yep.
Did you see how your radio spot? I'm sorry, did you see that spot we did for you?
That was pretty. I liked it.
We do that before every... we run that every show, right, Bob?
Either the traffic break or before the show.
Yeah, so you're on twice, like either...
Either one.
Either one. So that's pretty awesome. Cool. Yeah, just want you to know.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, we're trying. Just doing our thing. So
what? Now, what does Ken do? You said there's another guy. Ken is there also?
Carlos.
Carlos, what do you do?
I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker.
Are you looking to buy any real estate, Leo?
I'm to the point right now where I have to do a hold on everything.
But are you looking to sell anything?
Maybe in the near future.
You know, one thing I've noticed is that this area really provides opportunity for people where you can still buy a home for under $300,000. That's almost unheard of. And that some people who don't think they can afford it can. But I think they're just a little bit too used to maybe paying rent when they don't have to. And the opportunity to build your wealth is there if they're willing to get into their own home.
Well, yeah, now, do you do commercial and residential? You do both or just residential?
I do both. I do residential has been my primary focus. I moved here from Colorado. I've been a realtor out there for 17 years, and I moved here, and I'm leaning toward residential with some commercial on the side, but my specialty is residential right now.
Gotcha. Have you noticed a slowdown at all, or...?
Well, the interest rates are what's affecting the slowdown, but I think that that's going to change, and I think those interest rates and those prices, the house prices, are going to stabilize no matter what. I think that the most important thing is pay attention to what the interest rates are going to do, because that's going to dictate a lot of people's actions.
Gotcha. I've been getting I have several properties, and it seems like I get on the average of 5 to 10 calls a day. People asking me if I want to sell my properties. Is that normal?
Well, it seems that it is. A lot of people are looking for investment properties here and all over the United States. It appears. I mean, that's always a good direction to go if you can manage it properly, but not everyone knows how to do that. I take it you've been pretty successful with your rental properties.
I have one that I'm. It should be on an Airbnb site. Uh-huh. I have one property. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath near the beach. So
is that
I'm
going to
be doing.
Is that one working out pretty good for you?
Yeah, I haven't. They're in the process right now of cleaning it up and making it all user friendly. So I'm thinking by the first of the month, it's going to be available.
Well, they're very very desirable. Airbnbs are definitely the way to go if you're looking for a place to stay temporarily wherever you're going. So I think if you're in the right location, you'll do quite well with it.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Hey, Leo, is it all right if I give Carlos your number to call you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, because he's real estate. You're a genius, so you two should get together.
I'll give it to you now, Carlos. 727 580 And if anybody wants to call me in regards to the THC products that we have, or our glassware, or any of the accessories that we have, have them give me a call. 727-580-5880.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. What song, would you be okay if we play a song called Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze?
Never heard of that one.
Okay, hang up.
I haven't heard of that one either, but I have to get back. I have a customer waiting on me right now.
But could you just hear the beginning of the song and then hang up?
That'd be awesome. Okay. Carlos, it was nice meeting you. And Heather, it was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Leo, yes. I enjoyed it as well. Take care. We'll be in touch, my friend.
No, Leo's it's not your name, Leo. You're the pioneer.
The pioneer.
We have 30 years. Shannon, hold and listen to the song.
Hear that, Leo?
Right with you.
Purple Haze, baby.
Take care. Thank you.
Who is that?
Shannon. All right, now we'll talk with Shannon.
Is this Shannon from a while back, Three Men and No Truck?
This is.
Oh, my God. The man that never, never does what he says.
Oh, my goodness. Please, no, no. I'm in place. I've sat at that round table, and I've had some of that delicious pizza you guys offer your guests.
Yeah, and I was thinking with this real estate gentleman here, Carlos, right? He's always doing moves and stuff. So why don't you, you should hook up with him.
It's always good to know realtors as a mover. It's always good to
right?
know.
Absolutely. You know,
I would definitely take a moment to. But yeah, this, it has been, as they say, a month of Sundays. But at the same time, you know, like, a lot of people had to deal with, you know, dealing with life. I'm not the only person who's got a story to tell.
Right, we all do. Right, and the thing is, don't quit before the miracle happens. Right, and have faith that, like, when you go overcome obstacles, right, it's just part of life. No one you meet aren't fighting two battles. Tarion here, he's fighting two battles. Carlos is fighting two battles. Bobby's fighting two battles. I'm fighting no battles because I'm just great. But the thing is, no, you see what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what people are thinking, and people are trying to get through it, right? They're trying to just get through it. So what you do is, you know, you just trust. Think of all the things you've gotten through in the past, and all you say to yourself is, this too shall pass, right? You're going to get through it. And then what you do is you just march forward like a soldier. And you believe in yourself and believe in God and just trust that I'm in the effort department, but then you leave the results to God. So don't let it be said you didn't try and keep going forward and have faith. It's all going to work out.
That's a huge word you just mentioned. Actually, I was reading the definition of faith. I wish I had it in front of me so I could verbatim read it, but it's the...
Faith is not believing.
Exactly.
Faith, you know what faith is? Faith is knowing. So when you're talking about faith, you got to really take it to the next step. Faith is not believing that God will take care of you. Faith is knowing that God will take care of you. That's faith.
And that is. And that's huge. That really drives it home. And what that does is, you know, me and my mother, so... She's very instrumental, as my parents are. Unfortunately, I lost my dad a couple years back. But
I'm sorry to
hear. Parents, yes, sir. You know, my parents would always instill that part of having a thick skin, of, you know, your business is, you know, has its ups and downs, as life does, and you have to. And I remember you giving me some great advice many times, and thick skin was one of them, and just making sure that you understand who you are. Sometimes, you know, it is. It's, and that's the one thing, if I don't take anybody's time, but just to say that the overwhelming faith of knowing it is. It is like the power of people, because you don't know. Like, the next I get off the phone in 2 minutes with you.
My phone, you know what the most important thing is? To thine own self be true. Just think of that. It's none of your business what anybody thinks or says. The only person you're responsible for is you, right? So if you're not responsible for how people think and do, you're not. It's really none of your business either. Just be true to yourself. To thine own self be true. And if you're true to yourself, you're going to have a happy life. You know, be about it, don't talk about it. The most important thing you have, and I say this to you, is your word, right? Integrity is when no one's watching, you still do the right thing.
So true.
That's a very good statement.
So anyhow, I'm going to call you after this show, but just tell us the name of your company and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, my name is Shannon Boykins. I'm out of Clearwater. I have a business called Three Men No Truck, LLC. I was going to make the clarify the difference because I know there is a company called Three Men in the Truck. And what we do is we provide the labor. As movers go and full service movers would provide the truck, what we do is solely provide the labor, and it's a niche. In the marketplace, it was a difficult sale several years ago. Attempting to let customers know what we do is solely provide the labor, and people will say, how you move furniture, a big guy on your back? But the premise is very nonsensical. You rent your truck, pack your things, call us for on-time scheduling and rate, and as long as those first four are really accomplished or taken care of by the customer, that is the customer's responsibility. But everybody doesn't have to rent a truck, because there's a lot of customers who utilize logistics options like pods and things like that.
Will you load pods as well?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. We do a lot of work for customers who use pods and ABF trailers and shipping containers. And
you would unload them somewhere else locally or nationwide?
Well, and that's a great question. And no, sir, we do stick in or do our work or services we offer in the state of Florida. We do have a radius from Clearwater that we do reach out to, which is pretty big. But at the same time, we do not go out of the state of Florida to offer our services.
Gotcha.
And because of the way it's set up, for a customer to remain in control, it's like going to a salad bar. You get exactly what it is you want, and nothing else. Essentially, the customer can stay in control, pick and choose what aspects of the move that they need, be it packing, unpacking, loading, unloading.
All right,
and take advantage of that. Yes, sir.
Okay, hey, sir. Thanks for being on the show. Give people your phone number.
Absolutely. 727-204-2523. And our website is the number 3menotruckllc.com.
Well, very good. Thank you, buddy. And do you want me to call you after the show?
Well, absolutely. Me and you deserve a proper conversation, sir. And happy
to put something together. Because would you have interest? Because I'm putting out the next coupon book for the Snowbird edition. Would you have interest maybe in doing like a half page?
I definitely would. Because you know what? I want to start the year off right. Brian, sir, you've been so
good.
Thorough.
So I'll design something for you to look at. We'll put something together. I'll call you after the show, my friend.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. You have a great day.
God bless you. We have three musicians in here, and they're all in their teens, if you think about it. How old are you, Terrion?
18.
How old are you?
I'm about to turn 17. I'm 16.
16, and then how old are you?
I'm 16, turning 17.
So there you go. So you guys tell us the music, what's about to be played. Give a backdrop of it, and then what we'll do is we'll play it.
Alright, so
okay.
The song is going to be called Where is Heaven, There's Hell. Basically, it's a song about how internally or on the outside, there's going to be a great person, but secretly on the inside, there's a hell within or a terrible person, you know?
Right, Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
That's what they call it, right? You know what that is, Jekyll and Hyde?
Yeah.
Right, and that's what we have, some of us. And I'll tell you when you have the Jekyll, like where you're really upset. Do you know when that comes?
Yes, sir.
When?
It's mainly...
When would someone have a better chance of getting angry?
When someone pisses them off or, you know, something bad happens in the day.
Not necessarily, but that's true, though. When they're tired. If you find when someone's tired, it's called halt. They can either be, think, H-A-L-T, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. And generally where most suicides are done, which I don't like talking that subject, but 60 to 70% of suicides are done when someone's tired. Because you ever watch Naked and Afraid?
Yeah.
Well, you see when they're tired is when their emotions really get bad. You know, the first day they're there, everything's fine. So if you find yourself tired, what do? Sleep. If you find yourself angry, turn to God and ask Him to take the anger away and direct your thinking. If you're hungry, eat. Right? There's things to do. But generally, tired is the thing that you will see people will tend to have the hell come out of them. So what do you got to say about that, young man?
Well, yeah. First of all, I just want to thank you for letting us come to your show.
Sure.
And I want to just give it a shout out to our guitarist, a lead guitarist, Jacob Seeger. He couldn't make it today, but we just, you know.
What are your plans for the future?
Our plans for the future are, like, we're going to turn 18 in a year and a half, and we're going to play at bars. That's our plan. And then maybe get us known, make a lot of original music, and then.
How many people are in your band?
There's going to be a three of us, me, Jacob, and Pedro, but currently we're in the midst of looking for a singer and a bassist to join the band.
Well, good. And then we have Terrion. Tell him how you sing.
Yeah, I sing.
Rap. Maybe you guys can go to a studio. Would you be interested in going to a studio?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
And letting Terrion sing and you guys play the music?
That'd be an experience.
Why not? Right. Why not? Like, even if nothing happened of it. What's the worst that could happen? You have fun, and
yeah.
Right?
I'm sure we can come up with a collab.
Yeah, you guys can collaborate.
Yeah.
So the song, can you play that song that they played? Is it just instrumental, or is it
yeah,
voice?
Because it's a work in progress, so.
Yeah, look at all those call-ins. See? 4 call-ins, but we generally don't take them on this show. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we're going to hear the song now? All
yes.
Right.
And what's the name of the band?
Social Division.
What?
Social Division.
That was something. We got Liz is on the way with pizzas. I mean,
Liz is on the phone. And on the phone.
Is she on the phone too?
She's on the phone too.
Well, we want to do. How are you, Liz?
I am doing great. I had a few surprises thrown my way, which led me travel all over this fine state, and I expected to be there at 5, but I am coming with our fabulous pizza.
You know, it's funny. The name that we have 2 young men here, and a rapper, right? And the name of their song is what?
Where's Heaven, There's Hell.
Where's Heaven or Where's Hell? And what the song, what the message is how sometimes, you know, we go through tough times, right? And then sometimes life is peaceful. Why is it that way? And then we were talking about if you're tired, there's a better chance, or angry, or lonely, or hungry. But now that you're coming with the pizza, everybody's going to be happy. We won't be hungry.
We will definitely be happy with the pizza.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about your restaurant.
Okay, we are doing authentic Bronx-style pizza. Morris Park, with the Little League from the Bronx. And we also have some live entertainment. Tomorrow night we have a Neil Diamond impersonator coming and doing a show. Following Saturday, we have dinner with Frank and Dean. It's a three-course dinner and a full show with the one and only Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, or the ghosts or impersonators. But either way, we have some stand-up comedy coming up. Everything is on our website, NunzioDiNapolisPizza.com, and really excited about what's going on here.
Yeah, I was just going to think, if your guys would be interested in coming to the radio station, right, to promote their show, it would be kind of neat where we could talk about the restaurant and also about the entertainment with the actual entertainers, if they want to.
We would love that, but a lot of them are not exactly local. And
we can do it over the phone, like we are with you.
That would be a definite possibility.
Yeah, and then play their CDs, like on the radio, live. And so people can see what type of music they're going to listen to at your restaurant.
Absolutely. Well, for the Neil Diamond one, that's tomorrow, he's doing Neil Diamond songs.
Do you have a Neil Diamond song that you like?
My personal favorite is Holly Holy.
Did you get that, Bobby?
Repeat that one more time.
Holly Holy.
Holly Holy.
Gotcha.
What's the name of the restaurant?
Nunzio Di Napoli's Pizza.
And where are you located?
We are at 2862 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, Clearwater, Florida.
Well, what I want you to do is listen to this song, scream the name of your restaurant.
Okay. While I'm listening or before?
Right now. Tell us the name of your restaurant with excitement.
Nunzio Di Napoli's Pizza!
That's my girl. Can you guys do it?
I'm going to take a hard pass on this one, man.
How about you? How about you, the singer? Come on, ready?
You got this.
You got it.
Say it again.
Do it.
Say it again.
What's the name?
Nunzio Di Napoli's Pizza.
Nunzio Di Napoli's Pizza.
No. It's Nunzio Di Napoli's from the Bronx Pizza!
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
All right, let's go play the song.
Close the show with this song, probably.
And this is barred on by the Bronx. Ready? Here you go, Liz.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.